Yo, they got that Neuralink chip coming out. You're gonna get it.
What is it? What is it?
Gonna go in your head.
I hope so. What the fuck does it do?
It'll help you fucking be smarter.
Yeah. Unlock your potential.
It'll help you be fluent in English.
Yeah, okay, let's start there. Let's start there.
Yo.
What's happening?
That's Blue.
This is Arthur Dominguez.
04.
Kyle McKinney.
Welcome to the Sweatcast, episode 90.
We're at the sweatshop, you heard me?
We can never count on Jared's fucking apartment building.
Can't wait to move out of here. I'm so excited.
The AC works about half the time.
So we usually do it at my place inside my apartment, but that's occupied at the moment right now. So we had to go back to the roots of the conference room. We used to do it at the conference room.
Everyone knows we're a traveling pod.
We go many places.
Yeah. But with that being said, it's 100 degrees outside.
100 degrees.
And it's about 85 in here.
Not that much.
So hot, I had to cut the sleeves off.
Kyle had sleeves when he walked in.
Sleeves before we started.
Luckily, we had some scissors in the back. Yeah, so we might be a little sweaty today, but talk.
But this is episode 90, bro. This is kind of nuts.
90, dude.
We need to do something crazy.
We
got to do something crazy for a hundo.
We got to do like a live pod.
We do
yeah.
it.
Like, get all our friends together and just, you know.
Do something, right?
Kind of how like we did at my apartment that one episode.
Yeah, that was good.
With my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And we had like my mom and Emerald over there.
A live audience of like 10 people.
You can get that live reaction.
Oh, yeah. You
can still laugh. Cool.
Yeah.
Makes you keep going. But if you think about it, that's about 10 weeks away. What month are we looking at?
Oh, shoot, mate. Well,
don't make me do math.
Actually, that would be really close to Emerald. We giving birth.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
She'd be 34 weeks.
We're at the hospital.
Yo, we're in the waiting room.
We're waiting for Kyle to come back.
Kyle's popping in and out, giving us updates.
You got some scrubs on with the thing?
He's all stressed the fuck out.
It should be 34 weeks. And then, you know, that's the area where, you know, depending on what's going on, it could happen there or later.
When is she due? Like,
She's due November 28th is the exact day. Well,
okay. 10 weeks from now, what is it today?
September, October is going to be, that's 8 weeks. So you look at the end of October. I did that crazy. That was good, right? That was good. You look at the end of October.
We're looking
But look, I was 2 months premature. So like, she could be 1 month. You know.
That's what I'm saying. 34 weeks is like, you know, that area where it's like, all right, you got to start preparing. You got to make sure your shit's
That's going to be, I can't wait to hear your reaction like on how that happens. Like the day, like, that you know y'all got to go to the hospital. You got the backpack. Like, what the fuck you're feeling? Imagine whatever you're feeling. That's Emerald at times like 20. Like, because she's giving birth. Bro, that's
Would you be sad if you missed the 100th episode?
No. No way. If it was for the birth of my daughter, fuck the 100th episode, bro, dude. I'm done.
You know, it's funny. We're not going to end up doing anything. We're going to show up here.
We're going to be right here and sweat our asses off.
On a Tuesday with no AC.
Sweatcast part two.
And you think about, well, like going to like the whole giving birth is like, and bro, girls really do it all. Like you think about, they really do it all.
We don't really do shit.
We got to appreciate, you know, women more than
they're the real bodybuilders.
They
facts.
They're carrying a baby.
Yeah, they're building
a human, bro. Like,
man, yeah, and then they got to go through their menstrual cycles and all that.
But think about not even just people don't understand. It's not just the 9 months that they have the kid. Then you think about everything after the fact. Like, still got to, like...
Oh, yeah. Postpartum.
Yeah. So, it's like, bro, like...
Hey, their bodies take some damage, bro.
Women are, like, the MVP, bro.
We do have it easy, ladies. All right. Yeah. I acknowledge that.
Yeah, we do. We just take one game-winning shot, and then we're done for the rest of the season.
We just do a slingshot and
after boom. That, we're just there for support, baby.
I'll show up to one of those classes.
You just go in, start the season one for one, and then ride the bench all the way through the championship, bro.
You're not on the bench. You're more like the support player, you know?
Nah. You're averaging about 40.
They're LeBron, and you're like...
Mario Chalmers.
Come on, y'all know shit better than me.
I said Mario Chalmers.
Udonis Haslam.
Haslam. Yeah. We on veterans minimum and we just ride. We just here for team support.
They're definitely like you're like a Brent Berry.
You're just kind of reliable though. Reliable. You got your shot in the corner.
Hey, stand in the corner.
No. Big shot Robert Ori. That was the king right there.
Yeah.
7 championships.
And you know when to come up big.
Yeah.
He got like probably like 2 points per championship.
But he had those big games.
He had those big shots.
Hey, we don't win in 05 if it's not for him.
Big shot Bob.
He went hard, bro.
Always got confused why why they call Rob, why Bob is short for Rob. Why can't it just be Rob? Like Rob, yeah. You know,
like
you ever got
Dick,
that?
Like Dick,
like
and,
Bob,
wait, Dick what? And Richard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, your name's Richard. Your name's, he call you Dick.
Man, well, yo, the, Rich just
where the fuck is the correlation, bro?
Well, it's like Bill and William. The hell?
Yeah.
William, if Will's not Bill, easy enough to
why,
say.
Why can't you just do the Will then? Like,
make it make sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Make it make sense, Dick.
Richard.
Probably because he's not rich. Like, you can't be called Rich if you're not rich.
Yeah.
So we're just changing it to Dick.
Maybe like the first. Yeah, maybe
you're
the first,
a Dick if you're not rich.
Maybe the first Richard ever was like an asshole and they're like, you're a dick.
Yeah. And it just stuck.
Made it like that.
Hey, but I heard it's people trust you more if you have one syllable name.
Kyle.
I've always wanted to. God, I've always wanted like
yours a one Kyle. Or two. I feel like it's one, but I feel like it could be two.
Depends what where you come from. If you're from down south, Kyle.
Kyle.
If you're from up north, Kyle.
Kyle. Still one syllable, but it just sounds a little Kyle. Better.
Arthur.
Mine's always two.
That's two.
I always wanted like a one or two syllable last name though. Like yours.
Dominguez.
I got three. Got three beats in my shit.
Yeah, yeah. Far is a little just. Far
is pretty cool.
Far away. They used to call me Fart growing up. That was pretty fucking annoying. Fart. Every chick I like, Jared Fart. He farted his pants. Well, no shit. You don't gotta tell everybody.
I'm actually really mad. I never thought about that till right now.
Bro. That's so what I was literally, bro. I was like daydreaming because I've never thought about that.
Jared Fart.
Why didn't I call you that?
Dude, second grade, third grade.
I'm pissed at myself.
You know they do the roll call when they had the teacher had the little binder, not the binder, the
oh, yeah.
Fucking
oh, attendance sheet.
Attendance sheet.
Yeah.
Bust out that clipboard. They're all calling roll call.
Like, bro, that's what we should be calling you, Jay Fart.
Jay Fart?
Jay Fart in the building, son.
Hey, shit. Yeah. You know I'm here? Squirt.
I'm okay.
that was a shart.
Where that was squirting? A shart. Jared Shart.
Where the fuck did squirting
Jay
come
Shart,
in?
Jay Shart.
Jay Shart.
That sounds kind of cool.
That sounds like a stage name.
That sounds for Jay sure Shart. Like a stage name.
Yo, I saw Oppenheimer in 70mm IMAX, how it was meant
no way
to be
at the River
seen.
Center?
I went all the way down to the River Center. It was a little smelly.
Where'd you sit?
I think I was literally like top row.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you got like a good view, huh?
But dude, I don't think I'd been to IMAX like since we took those field trips.
Oh, yeah.
Down there to watch like Remember the Alamo or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Battle for Freedom, whatever it's called.
It's the most San Antonio thing I've ever heard. It's
yeah, we used to go on field trips.
Bro, we would go on field trips just as they could see the Alamo. Like, we haven't seen every fucking weekend. Like,
that was the last time I fucking went into an IMAX movie. And that shit was pretty dope.
Yeah.
But like, the screen is huge. Whoa.
So here's what's interesting. Like, the screen is like a big ass square, right? Mm-hmm. And the cameras they use can actually fill up like a square. It's not just widescreen.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually fill up the whole
yeah there's no black at the bottom like you
from top to bottom yeah. It's like whole frame
yeah
but what's interesting about that movie is or maybe this is normal I don't know I'm not an IMAX expert
IMAX guy yeah
but depending on the scene you see the frame start to shrink and then it's just like a normal widescreen like clip or scene yeah. And then it starts to expand slowly so it goes back and forth it's pretty wild
damn
interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Is that when it goes to like black and white to color?
Yeah, that movie constantly switches back. Which, by the way, if anyone's going to see it, obviously I'm not going to spoil anything, but the black and white scenes are supposed to be like the objective, like truth or view of the story.
Oh.
And then the color scenes are his personal perspective of what happened. And that actually helps you when you're watching it.
I mean, spoiler, we drop a bomb on Japan.
Spoiler alert, there's bombs involved.
Yeah. Bomb? Spoiler alert, we win.
If you don't know history, yeah. Then yeah. Sorry, it's a spoiler. No, but even you know what's interesting is like this movie was really long and there was just a shitload of dialogue. That's primarily what the movie. It's still an interesting story, but I was just hoping for more like action or like more showing the actual process of like the bomb,
yeah,
being constructed and made yeah. And stuff. But it was really just a ton of like dialogue and shit. But it's still worth a watch in theaters. I probably wouldn't watch this movie like at home.
What's your rate it?
I'd give it like a 7.8.
Damn.
Does a job.
It's like that's, a good movie. Nice. I still think Christopher Nolan is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a good takeaway.
It's funny you saw that and then last night for the first time ever, Emerald saw Interstellar.
The GOAT movie, bro.
Dude.
You love that movie.
I haven't seen it since it came out. I only saw it once like in movie theaters and then just totally forgot. So I kind of like had a halfway experience of like, she's asking me questions. I'm like, I don't remember what happens here. But the fact, like, it was one of those moments where, like, you know something's about to happen, and you just, I stop watching the movie, and I just stare at her, like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, but, like, the when he goes into, like, the fifth dimension part.
Yeah.
And she's, you realize it's the books.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I just was staring at her face. She goes, hold on, what? Like, I'm like,
That's the joy of, like, showing someone another movie.
Yeah.
Or showing someone a movie you've already seen.
And you know that you love it, so if they love it, it just makes it that much
better.
Yeah. That's
But
that's
are, dude, that's are y'all like me, like, where you like showing people movies you've already seen?
Yes.
But you don't like people doing that for you?
Exactly.
Yes. I'm like, bro, I don't want to watch something you already saw.
Yeah, I'm like, why are we going to watch something? You find no joy. But then it's like, when it comes to you, you're like, oh, yeah, come on.
Like, you got to see this.
Dude.
Like, I'm sure y'all seen it. I know you've seen it. We talk about it all the time. Remember Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
One of the best shows.
Oh, I love that ever. Show.
I think, like, it's definitely probably just a good show. Like, and I try to tell people it's not so much like football. Yeah, it is football, but, like, it's just like the overall concept, like, of Texas football. Mm-hmm. Man, it is
passion, romance,
heart,
full heart, clear eyes,
full heart,
can't lose.
Man, I love me some Coach Taylor, Buddy Garrity.
Who?
Buddy Garrity.
Yeah, who was the chick's name? Lila?
Lila.
Yo, she rocked my world back in the day.
Bro, she still rocks my world. I wonder what she looks like today. I bet you she's a 10.
Because I watched it when I was in high school, so I was like, God damn, dude, Lila.
I watched that when I was in elementary.
God damn, Lila.
This is how real of like a fan I was. I was watching that when I was like in fourth grade. I watched it in middle school. I watched it in high school. Watched it after high school. That's crazy. Watched that about 10 times, bro.
Bro, I was sitting there crying watching that show because it was right after I got injured. I fucking tore my ACL.
You felt like Jason Street,
and you know, when he fucking gets injured, and then it's just all fucking sad.
And then Tim Riggins out here, bro.
I'm sitting here with my leg up on the damn.
You're watching.
Just binging Friday Night Lights crying.
So I'm assuming that you guys are pro TV show over movie, Friday Night Lights.
I love the movie Friday Night Lights. That was a good one, too. They did a good job. I love me a little Billy Bob.
I remember watching the movie.
Movie Miles.
I definitely didn't like it as much as the show.
The show was just, I think, good because, like, it just, there was so much of it. And, like,
even
after, like, the prime of Friday Night Lights, they still had, like, when Michael B. Jordan, like, popped in. And
he was in there?
Dude, he was the East Dylan.
Oh.
Before he was big.
Shit.
Yo, we got to be careful not to unplug this either, Jared. Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that. For the people watching at home, the lights went out.
Lights went out.
Michael B. Jordan was at East Dillon. And now I remember that was probably one of the first times I've seen him. Besides, years later, I found out he was in Hardball, which I love that.
Oh, shit.
He was in Hardball.
I'm going to be real. I didn't really know him until Creed.
What?
I was late on him, I guess.
Dude, I mean, he has this, like, there's this romantic comedy. If it came out today, it would be, like, super popular. But it was before the prime of Miles Teller, before Michael B. Jordan's prime, and then Zac Efron was in his prime.
I just heard about
and
that
all
movie.
Three of, yeah, but exactly. It came out like back in like 2011.
I never
but
watched
it. It was
it.
Before they were like, Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller like hit their prime.
Interesting.
And if that movie came out now, that movie would be absolutely.
It was like a rom-com, right?
Yeah, it was a rom-com where like three dudes who live together just trying to get chicks.
I love a good rom-com.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big rom-com guy. I tell you that.
You too?
Oh, love rom-coms to a certain extent.
Do you have a favorite one?
What's the extent?
Well, it can't be just too cheesy. Rom-y.
Too rom-y.
Yeah. It's gotta be more commie.
Good commie, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a lot of romance, though. I'm not gonna lie. I do love me a little romance. I love me romance movies, man. But I do like to laugh, so rom-coms are my thing.
Yeah.
Typical, like,
I'm trying to think of what my favorite is.
Man, the whole, what's it called? Friends with Benefits. Like, shit like that's hilarious.
I love The Holiday.
The Holiday?
That one's with the...
You ever seen Just Friends?
Jude Law and...
Ever seen Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Oh, bro.
I just watched the Change Up with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman.
If y'all like rom-coms, watch Just Friends. And if y'all can't find it anywhere, I have an app that you can watch it.
Ooh.
You got the app plug?
Well, got like a website that you can watch.
I just found
a new one, bro. Hey, I'm not.
Freemovies.org.
I'm telling you right now, it's been working good and the movies are clear.
I'm going to report your ass.
Shit. Hopefully they don't come arrest me.
His name's Jared Shart.
Jared Shart. Call me Jay Shart. Come on now.
We can give you his address.
Yeah. We're here.
And he has
his address.
You might want to leave once you walk in. Yeah.
So, Did y'all ever see Snowden back in the day?
Snowden.
It was about Edward Snowden. He was like the whistleblower.
Snowden.
He worked for the government and like leaked that they were all spying on us and shit.
No.
Oh, what was that? That sounds pretty interesting though. Anybody like
he worked for the NSA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he found out they were spying like through people's cameras and webcams and shit.
Oh.
And they had full access. And he leaked all the documents and now he escaped to Russia. He's still there.
How's he doing now?
Still there to this day. And that was back like over a decade ago.
Yeah, I would have stepped foot.
What made me think about it is like I'm literally always scared. Like even right now, I notice my computer's pointing at me and shit. I'm like, dude, I'm just being spied on. Like right now.
Oh, this TV, they see us even though it's off.
I'm always being spied on.
Yeah,
I've heard that is very true. There's people out there that like are tapped in.
And then there was this fucking photo of Mark Zuckerberg, which he obviously is the CEO of Facebook and shit. He took a selfie or like a picture with his camera in the background. He blocked his, he taped over his webcam.
Oh, yeah. So he doesn't even trust.
So not even he trusts.
Oh, bro.
And he's the one.
I heard they could even, like on our phones, it's easier. They could hear us and all kinds, like the government and all kinds of shit. It's kind of weird and it's a little scary.
I mean, we don't know.
But how can we get into that role? Like, how do we get behind like the shit that everyone talks about, right? Like,
step one, be smart.
Yeah.
You got to be really smart, brother. Bro, right? Like, what if there's probably like people we know we just don't know, right? That they're like a part of the government because we probably won't ever know
because we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's crazy though, right? I bet us out of us three, we know at least one person who's a part.
Bro, that's what fucks me up about the aliens. Like, if they're real, right, and the government knows about it, how the fuck are people so good at keeping this secret? Because how many people have to be involved to keep that secret?
Dude, oh, tons.
They got a crazy group chat, I tell you that.
They're going hard in the group meeting.
Yeah.
That damn Telegram's blowing up, brother. I'll tell you right now, man.
Read this thing. Is like, dude, if aliens are real and they got here, how would they react to when they start watching our movies and it's just all of us just killing aliens?
I'm scared. Like,
that's not really a good like welcoming.
No,
I'm scared. I'm like really scared. Like they're gonna fuck us up.
Oh, for sure,
dude. Like
the fact that we're still here is a good sign.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
nah, bro. But I'm imagine like all the movies though. Like they take over the world. Like what if like they just start coming in packs, bro? Like,
dude, we'd be fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm talking. That's like, kind of scary.
Like the Avengers, where they just start coming out.
They
of
start coming in planes.
You just see a portal open up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hell no, bro. At that point, I'm just tapping out. I'll find the closest.
I'll go first.
Yeah, honestly, just sacrifice. I'll go to the open field.
what if they like never get you because they think you're dead? Because they're like, oh, the dude's dead.
Just play dead.
Play dead.
Dude,
just on the ground.
Anytime I'm in a theater or something, do y'all come up with like a emergency plan?
Every time. I did it just this past.
My plan is play dead. Like, that's my plan.
Well, they said that's what you're supposed to do. But then it's like a risk because then it's like.
I feel like you make a dash for it. You're the first target.
But also like movement. It's a risk because it's like, what if like. Like that dick of a murderer, like wants to just like, even though he knows you're dead, he's gonna shoot you again. Like
that's what I'm scared of.
That's the 50-50 chance like you take. Like,
that's why I'm laying down face down because I don't even want to know if he's behind me.
Catch up. I don't want to be eating a hot dog.
I don't want to see it coming.
So he comes. If somebody comes and you start hearing
that
gunshots,
is a good idea though.
What'd you say?
Keep that ketchup on
keep
you, bro.
Keep that ketchup. Always when you go to movie ketchup theaters. Packets.
First
go
step.
Go to ketchup.
First step. Stop. Drop. You don't gotta roll. Just squirt. Stop, drop, and squirt, baby.
Stop, drop, and squirt. Yes, put on a poster at all schools.
Bro, we start doing like school assemblies.
All right, kids, first things first. Stop, drop, and squirt.
You're the spokesman. I come up with the ketchup. I'm wearing the ketchup mannequin. the ketchup costume.
Yeah.
All right, kids, I'm sorry, right now.
That's the saddest part about this whole shit. They're better off learning that than learning to stop, drop, and roll at this point.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Man, stop, drop, squirt.
Stop, drop, and squirt, baby.
Hey,
and you might be
now.
Safe.
So if somebody comes in, you're watching a movie, and
I'm
you start hearing gunshots, you're just dropping.
I'm dropping. Well, honestly.
If you're down at the bottom, it's easier.
Obviously. Realistically, it depends on the context because, like, if I feel like I can make it to the emergency, if people are scattering, I might have a chance to get to the exit.
Mm-hmm. Bro, but
this is fucking. This is like really morbid.
Yeah, dude, it's making me think real hard.
Dude, I went to the movie.
What seat am I? What row? Let's start there.
All I right. typically sit at the top middle.
Yeah.
That's
Ooh,
me.
Shit. Yeah. I'm more of like the I row.
Which means
I7 is kind of my deal.
I'm basically like fucking furthest from the exit. Yeah. That's why I'm stopping and dropping.
Ooh, what? But are we second floor at Palladium where they have an exit on?
If you just got an exit on top, that every theater should now have exits on top. We need multiple exit options.
Yeah, yeah, at least three. You never know. But yeah, because I went in to see Barbie this past week, which, hey, 10, that was a pretty good movie from like about 9.5. No, 9.2.
9.2 is pretty crazy.
Didn't y'all say it was a 9?
It's no. in the 8s.
Oh, 8.8 then.
Oh, eight, lower 8s.
8.2. Hey, Barbie was pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Barbie was good, though.
Pretty good movie. But yeah, I walked in and the seats were limited towards the end. Like, I should have just got them online. I got them there. And I was sitting like, I was excited because like, it was, dude, the theater at Casablanca, I don't remember like it being that big, but bro, this... There are at least 200 people in that theater. Probably Jeez. More. It was huge. It was one of like the biggest ones. And I had like row D. So you think like, okay, like you at least go up the steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was like, it was set level. Like as soon as I walked up, like I never walked up one step. Oh. I was like, oh, right
you were
there.
On the front.
So
the front
I'm looking
section.
At a big ass wall of just the screen, bro. And it was probably the biggest screen I've ever seen. I don't know what.
It's one of the few times where you have to literally move your head to watch.
I was like doing this. Like I was like kind of.
Was
like,
it still enjoyable though?
Oh yeah.
Because I haven't done that.
I was doing this. Like luckily the recliner, so I was just kind of leaning. But bro, the screen was so fucking huge. Like I don't know if what kind of theater that was, but it was one of the bigger ones. I'll tell you that.
Bro, I honestly think the norm for theaters should be like you recline, right? But the screen. Is more like upward.
It shifts.
Like it's more like you're looking up at it as you're kind of reclined.
Yeah.
That should be the norm instead of looking down at it or like straight at it. That would be fire.
Hey, you should open one up. Change the game.
And we'll have three exits.
I still think
we'll have three exits.
Bro, I'm going to have safety. Four exits, one in each corner.
Yeah.
Bro, I think a movie theater is pretty scary for somebody can easily just walk in and just do
That's
something.
That's why,
crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
because they don't check.
They like, check bags.
Yeah, but luckily dudes. They don't check. Yeah, don't check guys.
They don't I check
mean,
guys.
I bet you there's so many people that open carry, obviously, that they could easily walk in and just do some.
They don't check dudes.
But you don't really hear too many movies.
You actually don't. I was going to say that. There was obviously that one in Aurora, the original one with the Dark Knight.
Batman. Yeah.
Besides that.
There's probably been more, but like.
Not like so.
It's clear. Not super common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's probably like, because think about it, it's a dark place. You don't know.
There's limited exits.
Yeah.
If you're really just trying to kill people.
Just
this is fucked
they could
up.
Have a getaway car right at the exit, like some shit like that. Some crazy people. Well, not that we have any ideas or anything.
No, this is yeah, we're totally just not condoning any of these actions.
If you're fucking crazy, stop listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn off now.
Because we got some more bright ideas coming your way.
We're giving, you're doing.
Please put like the thing. It's like we don't condone any of these.
We do not condone.
We're not killers. Please, yeah. Do not.
We don't condone our bright ideas.
We're idiots.
We play Grand Theft Auto, and
we're
that
idiots. We're stupid. Don't listen to us.
I love me GTA. Hey, GTA 6 is coming. They said it's coming out next year, and NCAA got approved that it is coming out too. NCAA 24 is coming out next year, 2024.
So I have a year to get a PS5.
Nice. Yeah, basically.
I'm still just
it's gonna be a little tough.
I'm still just only Nintendo Switch boys right now.
Yeah, if they put NCAA on Nintendo Switch, that'd be lit.
Do you think they would? Probably not.
Here we go.
Lights. He's not tall enough to hit the sensor. There we go.
Lights out. Here, I'll start doing the light because I'm scared you're gonna hit that cord.
Yeah. All right.
Lights were out.
I was thinking about this when you guys were talking about like. The secret cameras.
Yeah.
But we were going on a run, so I didn't want to mess
around. Yeah,
we
hit a lot of random subjects.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to bring it back a little bit. Everyone's like terrified of the, like people, you know, looking at you while you're getting dressed or whatever with the camera on the computer and stuff like that. Is it just me or am I equally as nervous walking naked in front of my dog?
Bro, I'm
I'm in front of my dog, dude. I'm covering. Bro. I'm not look at me.
I'm not nervous, but I'm like more concerned for their comfort. Like, are they okay with this? Because I can't get their consent to be naked in front of them.
Bro, you're basically just flashing them.
I don't want to make a dog uncomfortable.
I always think like, yo, what if this dog just like all of a sudden starts talking and then just like, yo, dude, I've seen all up in India.
Yeah.
But we see the dog naked.
The dog is always naked.
No, they got a collar on, dude. They're not naked.
They got like a built-in jacket. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got built-in clothes, bro.
Yeah.
They're only naked if you shave them.
We be seeing them. Some,
but it's just things. Me is like, dude, every time.
Feel uncomfortable? You're like, hey,
no,
I'm
uncomfortable.
Dude, I'm taking a shower and my bathroom door is wide open and then Honey's just right there straight looking at me. I'm just like,
I don't usually see you like this.
Yeah. I think that can probably be a little weird. And then also, I'm sure y'all don't even got to talk about it, but if y'all have ever been having sex before and there's a dog in the room.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if the dog like can really either ruin everything or there's crying, throws off your game.
Starts licking your toes.
Just tell you right now. Like, the dog. I don't think the dog should be in a fucking room when you're having sex.
He's just doing it and all of a sudden someone's licking your toes.
Just say that right
the
now.
The dog gets jealous, bro. The dog wants some attention.
Just crying. I don't think dogs, I think they should know, like, hey, close. But then if you take them out the room, they're crying. So like,
yeah, there's
they have to be in. But they're just watching you do what you're doing. That's almost like we
lay
let
down.
Them
get, scram.
Close your eyes.
I did see a TikTok and it was like, it was like two couples closing the door. And then it was like dog POV is like, I always get worried when my masters go in the other room and wrestle.
He goes, what the fuck they doing in there?
It's a long ass time, man. I'm trying to get in my bed.
That's sad, bro.
That's so sad. They just forget to let the dog in.
Bro, I went to Hops and Hounds. You ever been?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I've heard that place is cool, though.
It's cool, but it's fucking stressful. It's like overstimulating, bro.
Because there's so many dogs?
Yeah. So many dogs, and some of them are rowdy. Like,
yeah.
Some people bring their aggressive dogs there. And
then you got chill dogs.
Trying to fight the other dogs. Bro. And then some dude called out another dude. Some dude called out a dude whose dog was being like kind of reckless. He was like, hey, is your dog always like this?
Oh,
and the guy, the guy looks a little scary.
Okay. Yeah.
Looked like he might do some damage or he might snap.
Yeah, he might go to the car and get
to the movie theater. And he didn't even say shit. He just stared the guy down. Okay,
how you know if a guy does not say any words.
He didn't reply.
That's how you know he's.
He just stared at him for 30 seconds.
He's a scary mofo.
And then he grabbed his dog and left. I was like, that guy better be careful when he walks out.
Hey, we gotta go.
That guy better call up Secret Circle.
Keep tabs on this
man.
He's
about to get sniped, bro. He didn't say one word to you.
They don't respond, you need to be concerned.
Bro, you need to be scared shitless. You better go tell that guy I'm just joking.
Straight up.
It was a joke, brother.
I was just kidding.
Did you guys hear about the riverboat fight in Alabama, Montgomery?
I saw the video.
Oh, my God. Talk about the riverboat.
That was the greatest internet fight I've ever seen in my entire life.
That is definitely the fight of the year, maybe fight of the decade so far.
Fight of the decade for sure. It'll be hard to...
That is going to go down for ages, bro. Because like I've been seeing nonstop memes of like chairs.
Oh,
like
the
Walmart
chairs.
And shit.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, the guy...
On sale.
The security guard literally Bobby Schmurdered his hat up in the air. Thing had disappeared and just started going back at it. And then white guys coming in. And then all of a sudden this...
I'm going to say this, bro. The white guys were a little too excited to jump in on that.
Bro. And then
And
then he had the dude who jumped off the boat
literally
swam.
I don't think I made it that far.
Swam, took off his shoes, and then just started wailing.
Michael Phelps out there, bro. Dude, the thing is, like, those guys, they probably had no idea that they were about to get their shit rocked. Like, they thought they were just going to fuck up that, you know, that older guy.
Oh, dude.
Bro, there
and then
was
a whole
crew. It was great because there was just random people who were like, nah, like, just were just jumping in too, like, running across, like, fucking them up, bro. That was crazy.
I towards the end of the fight when they moved to like the pontoon boat further down the dock, and they just two white guys are trying to square up, and then five black dudes are like bet and just started going.
Just start
and
going
then the two
them.
White dudes jumped in the water.
we out,
bro. And then this one white lady came down and she's just trying to help, and then this black chick just throws her into the water. Just innocent.
Damn,
white,
I didn't know there
innocent.
Was so much to this.
Bro, there's so, no, there's so many angles.
I think I only
this.
Watched the first 30 seconds.
I literally bookmarked the video.
There's
I
so
found
many
on Twitter.
Angles of this video. That's what I was going to say, too. There's like, usually you get some videos that go viral, like you get like that good angle or so. Bro, there's angles all across this like deck pier where they're at. Like,
yeah.
People were just recording, like, and it's funny because some people are in the background, like, oh, get him, baby, get him, baby.
Get him.
Oh, you hit him, hit him like bro. That. That's what these motherfuckers did, like, just talking shit in the background, bro. Recording.
I did see a screenshot of, like, it was just a screenshot of the video where there was so much chaos going on, and then there's just one dude, just to the camera.
Oh, yeah. They just caught him in the act. Yeah,
just being entertained.
Bro. I mean, you have to like watch the video like 20 times.
Yeah.
And then just pick a person and just follow that person the entire video. Once it ends, pick a different one and just follow that person.
Just one of those, yeah.
The guy with the chair, I went back. Once I found him, I followed him. And then you can see the white chair fall and he just look right at it and pick it up and straight up WWE, wham.
Yeah.
Anyone in sight, wham, wham. White lady on the ground just absolutely dazed. He just goes, wham.
Bro. Dude, like, well, it's like that video at Pravat.
Yeah, yeah. With the money?
The dude, he just body slams the chick. You just pick a person and watch it 17 times.
The dude, the random guy just picks the purse up and just...
Bro, yes. Like, no one ever really caught that guy. He literally just stole the money and just left.
You'll catch something new, bro, every time.
Bro, but that video is still on my TL or XL, whatever you want to call it.
XL.
Still, X line.
X line, baby.
I guess still my X line. Like, so I still see that all the time, though. That video was classic, though, man. That girl, I hope she's out of the hospital.
I hope she's, yeah.
Hey, at least walking.
She might.
Come on the pod. We would love to hear your experience.
She might be.
Post-fight.
She might be paralyzed.
Big home.
We don't know if she's.
Well, I hope they give her those dollars back, bro. That shit just darted out of her.
That guy dipped, bro.
Bro, he 100% went down the street to Whataburger and just.
He's like, hey, free dinner.
How could, like, even if you try to do that again, you cannot let him, like, that money cannot come out that perfect, bro.
Bro,
that
he looked literally,
like, it came out in a dart. Like, he just shot out of
it
her
dead ass came out like GTA.
Like GTA. Right when you kill somebody.
Yo.
It's like a... I guess,
bro, I love people who record. I just love it, man. Shout out to the people who come in clutch and the clutch moments.
It's one of those things, like, it's a definitely pro and con. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Alabama fight, never would have heard about it if it wasn't for cell phones.
We would have just only, yeah.
It would have been a verbal legend. You would have just heard it by mouth, you know?
Oh, dude. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're just lucky nowadays because 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago,
yeah,
they couldn't do that. You couldn't really record anything. They were just out there fucking hitting the fuck at each other, bro. They have
no
idea.
It's a gift and a curse, bro. Because now you look at, like, any concert, any game. The photos, everyone's just in the background with their phones out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really being
there
present.
There was somebody was performing. They were like, there was like nobody on their phone. Forgot it. But yeah, no, that it's nowadays, it's like.
In the future, you know, fast forward a decade, everyone's going to have their goggles on.
Goggles, yeah.
Their Apple Vision Pros.
When do they come out? September?
No, early 2024.
Because the iPhone comes out in September, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm hyped. I'm getting rid of that ASAP.
iPhone 15, baby.
Because I already
are you trading it in?
I was eligible. Like, I was technically eligible like 5 months ago, but it made no sense to upgrade it.
Yeah.
Because it's every. I'm on that plan. Arthur showed me. It's like you upgrade every like 13 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So you get the new iPhone every 13 months, and you pay like $5 a month.
You better trade that in.
So I just traded in. Yeah, nothing's wrong with it. It's just. I'm just
might as well.
I'm ready to get the new one, baby. No, I can't wait.
I was like, yo, can you give me that?
did Kristen ever give Emerald her phone?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Okay,
bro. Well, you should hop on this iPhone upgrade program,
bro. Yeah. It's five. It's kind of
like
worth it.
Like we're Apple ambassadors.
Hey, man. So let me tell you right now. So you pay $5 a month.
Some kind of pyramid scheme.
Yo, you can be like under me, but you won't really be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you get other people, and then you have a BMW.
Yo, you just get five people, you basically have the phone for free.
Exactly, yeah. The phone pays for itself.
And then I'll have three phones.
Did you guys ever have friends in high school that tried to get you in pyramid?
Jesus
I
Christ.
Did it. Wait, I actually, I was
Do
a part of
Do you remember some of the shit? Like, I remember the energy orange drink called Verve.
Oh, or something like that. We had neon.
Our shit was glowing the dark.
What the fuck?
And that's why I made you get... Didn't we go to a meeting though? You went with.
I was one of the few who never touched that shit.
You're smart. I married.
Oh, Jerry got in it?
Oh, I got in it. And I actually had people under me. I was working my way to get my first check.
He was like, you know, middle of the pyramid, bro.
Yeah, bro. It sounded so good, bro. I think it was like, and I look back at it, it's probably the stupidest shit we've ever fucking done.
Yeah.
I think, bro, we went to Kristen's house. Because Kristen's brother, Bo, like, and his friends, they were like the head honchos. They're the ones who like got into it. They're like had me bar, bro. There's a shit ton of us there.
Oh, I know bar.
They were giving us,
they were giving us
like a rundown, and we were like, what, 16? We're all hype, like, bro, well, we could be a millionaire like in 2 years, like all hype, bro. I remember we had like a little mentor or whatever, and
there's always a mentor.
Yeah, always a mentor. We had your mentor, and basically he was like, yo, it's gonna be $200. sign up, and then you get other people to sign up under you at 200, and then you'll start making your money like that way, and then you get people under that. And it's funny because like you go to our like we'll go to our parents, explain to them what we were doing, and we're like, Mom, no, it's not a pyramid scheme. Look, like
they draw it for you.
Bro, like, look at my mentor.
I had like
you have your mentor here, and then this is Mom. This is me, and this is Matt Barra. He has three people under him, and he has
like, Mom,
three.
It's not a pyramid. It's more of a rectangle. Jesus
I'll be God. Barra's mentor by next week.
Yeah, I'll turn it upside down, bro.
I need you to buy four cases, Mom.
Bro, literally. I remember we saw $0. $0. That was the stupidest shit ever.
Pyramid only works at the top.
Yeah.
Sounded good at the time.
In high school, it's understandable, right? Even though back then, I still had the bullshit meter, luckily.
Oh, yeah. You
the other shit was rolling. But like post high school, I was still having friends try to reach out and get me in fucking involved in their shit. And I was like, what? How are we still following? Did you not learn from Neon?
Were you not there at the meetings?
This is Neon rebranded.
You weren't there at the meetings, right? Because I have not seen that CEO in a long time, bro.
CEO cashed out.
He got everyone's money.
He's on his private island.
Yeah, he's really a millionaire. He's not lying about that.
Did you ever get a chance to throw like a gathering party or something
bro,
where you
no,
just have the neons lined
that.
Up?
We would go to these hotels. That's how they get you. Because it looks official. You go to a hotel, like ballroom.
If it's a hotel fucking meeting, that's a bad sign.
That's automatic bad sign. And that's exactly what it was.
It's a smoke screen.
Go to a ring. Dude, they would show you.
I got it.
Go get it. Bro, they would literally show you, had a PowerPoint slideshow. And they would tell you like, all right, guys, if you sell these many cases, you have these many people, you'll be driving this car. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, this guy's named CLX. Like, he drives two of those because of Neon. Like they'll just give you just the most bullshit ever. And you're just like.
They just get you hype.
Hype. Yeah. It's like a hype. They have a hype slideshow. And after that, you're so motivated to go, like, get your people.
Hell yeah.
And join. $200 a person.
Bro, easy money.
Even good? Did it even taste good?
I'm not gonna lie.
I remember it being ass, no?
No, it was actually pretty decent. Probably wasn't even an energy drink, bro.
They just pour Red Bull.
Bro,
it says Red Bull on it.
They want some dye?
Kind of tastes like Red Bull.
Throw in some neon shit and some extra sugar
bro,
packets.
Bro, this is how you knew it wasn't like they even legit, because you couldn't even like really necessarily buy the case. Like, you only got the case if you signed up. So like, not even people could buy cases like if you wanted a case.
Bro, not even the ambassadors could get their hands on Neon.
Didn't even make any sense, bro. That was the stupidest shit in the world.
Shit,
bro.
Dude.
Shout out to Pyramid Schemes, you fucking idiots.
Love y'all, man. I love going to the pitches and being like, nah.
It's cool. Bro. Now, you know what I love? And I enjoy this more than anything, bro. I was probably like 19, stupid. I got off of work. I was working at the mall at the time. You know those kiosks?
Yeah.
bro, it was never, I'll never forget this motherfucker. And if I ever saw him again, I'll tell him, fuck you. Bro, I was walking and I think I got like a check of like, bro, I think it was probably like $150. I probably worked like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. It was shitty pay for like how much I was working at the mall, right? Minimum wage. So I got like $150 check. Dude, this guy somehow convinced me to like walk out of like $60 worth of cologne. That was half
no.
Those, bro, and get this. They weren't even big sizes. They were like the mini ones. It was like, bro,
yeah,
get
fuck
this
time.
One. Try this one, man. You like this one, bro? Bro, pretty good, right? Some other, oh, hey, dude. Get those. You like this one? This one helps you in bed. Oh, yeah. Bitches love that they get horny when they...
Jared.
And he's just talking to me. I'm just like, oh, for real.
Jared, dude.
You're like, bam, I'm going on a date tonight.
Bro, got me. Next thing you know, I'm like, oh. He's like, oh, yeah, two for 40, then you get it on for like 20 bucks, man. Like, he was a seller, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. And after when I went home that day, I was like, I'm never, ever going to like... So now I'm like, don't even look at
the damn,
people.
You're low-key gullible.
So
bro.
Now I walk back, bro. Like now I walk, I go on purpose just like to pass by them. Just to say, no, I'm okay. You have a nice day. Like just.
You just walk, dude, you just flick them off.
Just to piss each dude, one random person
dude,
off.
Dude, I had the same experience going by my, you, word to the wise, don't go cologne shopping by yourself.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
When I went with Emerald, first of all, I was like, hey, obviously, if you think it smells good, that's what I'm going to get, right? Wasn't haggled. She calmly went in there. The person didn't do anything. Bought the cologne. Got the fuck out. Last time I bought a cologne by myself, kind of had the same experience as you. But I was just looking, and this dude just goes, right in my chest. I'm just like, what the fuck? And he goes, smell good? Smell good? And I'm like,
not really.
I'm like, I guess. I mean,
so
I'm like, dude, he goes, hold on, here, and put it on my arm. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you putting on me? And he goes, smell good, huh? Versace, Versace. And he goes, I'm like, I mean, I guess, man. I like,
that smells pretty good.
He goes, okay, buy this. I'll give you, they always have the lotion combo pack with the colognes. I'll give you lotions and duffel bag.
Holy shit, you got a whole ass bag?
That's fire.
Bro, I'm just like, I just want to smell other. He goes, no, other shit. Get this one.
Get the bundle, son.
How much was it?
Bro, it was $150.
That took my whole check for sure.
Bro. And so
if you would have gotten the bundle.
Yeah, if I would have got the bag.
And so what the kicker was, I thought he worked there at Macy's. Homie just went, let me get someone who works here.
Wait, what the fuck?
I was like, the fuck's going on here? I smell like a freaking goddamn single 40-year-old. Like, and just, I smell like someone's like college dorm room right now.
Wait, help me understand this. So he
said, let me go get someone who works here.
What the fuck was in it for him? He was getting a little commission.
I guess you better get some.
I think he was like, someone on the table. Had to be like, you know, I guess they put like something in there and he gets like the commission, like he's there specifically trying to sell
it. Let me go get the actual person who sells this.
But he's like,
I just like it so much, buddy. Here you go.
I was so confused.
And then I went and I told Emerald, like, hey, I'm gonna go get to cologne. I'll be right back. I think we were going to do something like dinner or something. So I was like, let me get cologne real quick. I'll be right back. Came back with a fucking duffel bag, fucking lotions. And
she goes, got what the lotion?
Hell? The hell? I was like, this dude just started spraying me, man.
A duffel bag.
Not the duffel.
Hey, at least you got a duffel. I would have done it for sure, a duffel.
But the fact that he was like, yeah, let me go get someone who works here. And he's like,
that's wild.
What the fuck is your job?
Bro, you're low-key kind of gullible, no? Because now all these stories are popping into my head.
Like, what else did I do?
Did you get scammed at like a mall or some shit? Like mall? The shoe shiner? Was that you?
You got scammed by
shoe shiner? No, I think you're getting confused with the kiosk store. Because I was at the mall.
Did no one ever try to like shine your shoes and like scam you and shit?
No, at a mall?
Who am I thinking of?
Yeah, no, not me.
There's also this one time you told me you got robbed at a gas station.
That did happen.
Just out of the blue, he said, bro, I got robbed the
I
other
got
day.
Robbed.
I was like,
casually? I just talked about that. Bro, well, it wasn't like an aggressive rob, but it was one of those like kind of scary. So, bro, I pull up and I was even driving like my Lincoln at the time, bro. I was driving just the Honda Accord or Honda whatever Civic, and it was like an old 2013 or whatever. Bro, so I get to the gas station and get out and I pump gas and I'm looking. And as I'm looking at the pump, I turn around, this car pulls up like on the other pump and two guys get out the car. One guy comes from behind, like he's coming from behind my car. The other guy comes from before my car. There's nowhere for me to go unless I jump over my car.
Yeah.
So at that moment, I'm like, and they were walking up quick and I'm just like, I don't ever have cash. I don't ever have cash. I barely have anything. Like, so the guys are like, luckily this is the one day I had like $30 on Damn. Me, bro. Basically, he was like, hey, man, you got some money. We need some money right now. I'm like, so I don't know if you call this a rob because they literally looked at me like they're going to kill me. And they didn't have a weapon, though. I don't know. I mean, I didn't see a weapon,
yeah.
Right? But yeah. They said like, hey, man, like, we need some cash right now. Can you give it? So they corner me in and I'm looking like, I don't got that much, man. I only got like $20. He was like, I see you got some more right there.
What's that?
Bro, another 20 falls out as you're pulling it out.
262 guys looking down. I'm just like, I don't got no. I'm like, oh yeah, here you go, man. You just take it. I got so fast in my car, bro. I took the fuck off.
He's like,
well, okay.
What if he was like, if that same situation
happened to you, what would you have done?
For $20, I probably gave him $20.
Oh yeah, well that's all it was.
Oh, but what
if, I had
what
a 40.
What if you looked in there? And he's like, so is that a Olive Garden gift card?
They're going through your center console and shit.
Yeah. So,
but the
I
way
see coupons,
they can't. They didn't. It's different when like people come up like, hey man, just I need some help. Can dude? They came up like I'm talking. Yeah. They pulled up and they cornered me in like the part, bro. It was kind of like.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
It was a little scary. I've never...
Because it's probably not worth, you know, it's probably not worth giving any trouble.
And I don't ever have cash. So I'm thinking,
but at the same time, you got pride.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him shit.
I'm scared, dog.
No, yeah, like you did the right thing.
I don't want to die.
You know, like homeless people, like they're really getting like really intricate with this shit. With, you know, lending people stuff. I saw a homeless person, two times. Saw a homeless person, they're walking up and down the interstate whatever, you know, intersection. Homie's got his Cash App and Venmo at the bottom. You got no excuse, bro.
Damn, son.
You have no excuse. And then when I was in San Diego, you know, all that Comic-Con shit was going on. And you have, you know, you see it in L.A. a lot, but like people handing out their mixtapes. Yeah. He's like, bro, you get like hip hop. I'm like, I knew exactly where this is going on, but I was just playing with it. I was like, yeah, man, I really do, man. He goes, bro, you got to check up this tape, man. I was like, cool, let me have it. And he goes, nah, you got to donate for it first. I'm like, nah, I don't have any cash. He goes, don't worry. He pulls out the Apple Swipe.
Pulls out the card reader.
The Apple Swipe.
I was like, bro, I take cards too. I'm like, ah, oh, shit.
Just tap.
You got me, bro.
Just tap your card here.
Here you go, brother.
Now they're going to have the tap square things.
Bro, yeah.
It's so crazy how everything's electronic these days, because I was just at the movies. Bro, not for the bowling, not for the tickets, not for the concession. They take $1 of cash. Like, not, they don't take any cash at all now.
Cash, yeah.
You see that more like card
I'm just
only?
Like, I've never been somewhere where they just don't take any cash. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, what if, like, what the fuck?
You use a lot of cash?
I mean, lately, I've been, yeah.
Shit, I never have cash.
Not really too much, but at the time, yeah, I had cash. But
I never have more than like...
I keep some cash.
Like 20, 50 bucks in
but
that
they just
range.
Don't even accept that, which was kind of like...
Yeah, that is weird.
No, there's a lot of stores that's like card only.
Like, hey, yeah. Okay, dude. Like, I mean, I know we're in the 2020s.
I'm at that point where I just get pissed if I can't tap my shit.
Oh, I like Apple Pay.
Oh, yeah.
If I can't do the Apple Pay, I'm like kind of triggered. H-E-B. You're going to make me get the physical card
dude,
out?
Dude, this is what I don't understand. Target had it, but then they got rid of it because they don't have it anymore. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I've never seen a store just actually get rid of it.
I think they do. Still have it.
No, bro. I just went.
The one right here is
it
pretty
depends
high
which
tech.
One,
it's pretty high tech.
Dude, so this one right here on Locketeer, I just went 2 days ago.
Really?
Mm.
No Apple Pay. They used to all the time. So, and then I saw somebody tweet like, oh, why do, how come like Target came and have Apple Pay? HEB doesn't have it, which I'm very disappointed.
HEB doesn't have it. Walmart doesn't have it.
Walmart has Walmart Pay. I'm like, who the fuck wants to sign up for the Walmart app and
Walmart,
Walmart
Pay, bro?
Pay?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, bro. Nowadays, by next year, come on, guys. Like, let's step it up a little bit, you know?
Straight up.
Dude, what if they had, you know how you have your little smart ring?
Yeah.
You can do the tap.
Ooh, that's the future, baby. Yo, yeah. They got that Neuralink chip coming out. You're going to get it.
What is it?
It's going to go in your head.
I hope so. What the fuck is it, dude?
It'll help you fucking be smarter.
Yeah. Unlock your potential.
It'll help you speak other languages and shit.
Yeah. She's so blunt with it. It'll help you be smarter.
Do you want to be fluent?
you start hearing me speak like Chinese and
it'll
shit.
Help you be fluent in English.
Yeah, okay. Let's start there. Let's start with English. Haven't mastered that yet. Let's not go.
You'll learn your own language first, and then you go. Come on, but you can't just jump to the other languages. Yeah. Come on.
You haven't even beat level one
put
yet.
Put the fucking chip on it.
Nah, dead ass though. The chip comes out.
All right, I'll get that when I get the phone.
Would you be willing to get a chip in your head?
It's probably gonna be like $10,000, right? Maybe more.
I don't know, actually.
Oh, way more than $10,000.
Probably
20K.
Probably a lot. They're actually gonna first use it on people who are like sick. To help them.
Remember shit? Or they're talking about like Alzheimer's and shit?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Get some more information on that.
That'd be send tight. Me the link. That'd be tight.
But they're first going to start with people who really need it.
Send me the cart.
And then it's going to be us regular consumers.
Let me see if I qualify for the first dose.
You would be a beta tester?
This is an implant, sir.
Would you be a beta tester?
They pay you? They pay you for that, right? To get tested.
If they were to pay you,
they
like,
could
what
fuck,
would be your
I could die, though.
What's,
sure.
What's your price on a beta tester?
What would
tester?
Be your amount? Be a tester.
They give me 100K, I'll do it.
100K? You could possibly die?
I don't think I will, right? I don't think I'll be one of the ones who
what
dies.
What if thing explodes in your head?
You probably won't die.
I do 100K.
But you are a tester. Like, who knows what happens to that fucking chip 5 years down the road?
Bro, yeah, and you just go mentally insane.
Why can't they test animals for this shit first?
They probably have.
That's probably what they're doing, yeah.
Smart-ass dogs out there.
Chimps.
Probably monkeys.
Yeah.
Monkeys. Just walk in, chilling. Monkey just talking to you.
Monkey just comes in. He's like, "What's good?"
Fluent,
what's
fucking.
What's up, brother?
That's Planet of the Apes,
the fuck
right
you
there.
Just say?
Fluent Spanish.
Curious doors. Oh, that's a sign.
Where are we at on time?
How many minutes?
We are at 49 minutes.
49.
And I'll tell you what, I'm fucking swampy. What about
dude,
y'all?
Dude, my leg pits are dripping.
I'm swampy. Swamp ass.
I'm fucking swampy. And yeah, you're
bro,
in jeans, bro.
I'm about to take a shower.
Yeah,
because I'm dripping right now.
Hey, it's good for us to sweat, you know?
Yeah, it's all good. We're breaking cow. It's like a sauna, you heard me?
It is humid.
Sauna pod.
Sauna pod's fire.
Sauna pod.
We should do that one day.
Yeah.
All our equipment is fucked up.
We should, you know, you ever heard that, that random chick out of nowhere, Bobby.
Bro, yeah. What the hell, bro?
Do y'all think she's an industry plant?
Yeah, for sure.
Dude.
I mean, she was popular on TikTok, but she's definitely, boosted.
I don't understand how, where did she came from, bro?
I think she was doing her pod for a while, and then she got that that comedian dude on.
But Drake was, like, her,
DeMarco,
like,
or whatever his name is. And that really went viral because it was just awkward and funny. And then after that, I think that just gave her a lot of credibility.
The Drake one for sure blew up because she had, I think she had 500,000. On Drake's pod, he even said it. I think on the episode when he went to go look at her Instagram, she had 500,000. Hmm. Now she's at 2.3 million.
Yeah, she blew up.
I saw her.
Drake's pod for sure set the fucking tone.
I saw her on an interview and she it's all a character, how she's so blunt and everything. Oh yeah,
she's just
everything.
Real just bland and just
but that
no
dry,
person.
Very but dry. That bed that she was in with Drake was in an arena.
In an arena.
He was about to go on stage or he just got done, whichever one.
Yeah, it was supposed it was late at night, bro. It was
Bro, isn't that wild? Drake just comes out off stage with fucking 30,000 people, hops in a bed, does a little random ass podcast.
Yeah.
Imagine being her. That's
but
wild.
You saw her react, it wasn't even that exciting to her, right? That's just her person.
She did one with Mark Cuban and they were laying on the floor.
Yeah. And that's what she says. She's gonna start doing them random places.
She did one with Tyga and they were in a forest.
That's fucking fire.
She did one with Yachty too.
But she made a TikTok. She was me celebrating being an industry plant. And she's just dancing.
I thought she was, I swear I thought she was probably 18 years old. I suppose she's way older.
No, she's got kids.
She's married.
She's
a kid, and shit, yeah.
I don't know. She looks so young, though. But, dude.
That just goes to show. It just takes one moment, bro.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was that one I told y'all about with that comedian dude.
Yeah.
Because I went back and looked, and that's the one that really went viral. Because
her Instagram is nothing. She, started fresh then on Instagram to make it look better. I haven't seen her TikTok, though.
TikTok,
but her Instagram, she doesn't have, she only has the recent ones.
Her
old
TikToks were mom TikTok, what to do when your baby's two, whatever,
I want to go back and look at her old shit.
Yeah, it's doing typical stuff.
Bro, it's just funny though, because everyone who's hopping on, they're acting so chill and nonchalant. It's not, I mean, Drake doesn't even do that many interviews, let alone
Well, you know what's funny? I think she just, he randomly followed her.
Yeah.
And then she decided to shoot her shot, slid in the DMs, asked, "Hey, do you want to be on the pod?" And he was like, "Yeah."
And that's a Drake thing, though, right? He wouldn't go on a full set. He won't go on anything like that, but he'll go on some shit like that.
Is that all it takes?
That is wild, bro. How does he decide what to go on?
Bro, but it's funny because did you watch the whole pod or no? The whole interview?
I actually didn't. I just saw so many clips.
You need to watch. It's honestly pretty funny because, dude, Drake is just he's a funny motherfucker.
He's kind of a cornball.
He's corny, real, just, he's a fucking.
But he plays to it. He knows he's being corny.
Yeah.
He's cool, dog. I love him.
I do that about him because he's just authentic.
I would love to just sit down and talk to him.
We'll get him on.
He does have me walking around going, combination.
Combination. The madness and badness.
Every time I say, I think it was because he's like, yeah, la, la, la. You know?
Did y'all see the starlets? By the way, we need to do that. Did y'all see his little 1 minute long interview he did?
No.
Or it's a minute long, what do they call it? Oh no, it's called a Side Talk. Side Talk NYC. It's literally just these two dudes who make these minute long vlogs. And they got Drake on there. And it's they're at Starlets, which is a strip club over there. And it's it's just a minute long comedy vlog type thing. I'm like, dude, we should do that here. That'd be fun as fuck.
Is that shit they're on the street and shit?
Yeah, they're just in random clips and they just make a little montage.
Yeah.
But it's just supposed to be funny. And Drake was on there.
Bro, we could do that. Why not?
We need to expand our content. I've been fucking saying this.
Hey,
bro.
Dude, I've been down.
I know, but I just got
someone.
We got to brainstorm and make shit happen.
Someone is just kind
of I'm ready
busy.
For hey shit I'm not ready. You told me to jump off a cliff. I'm jumping, dog. Shit. I won't ever say no to anything, eh?
Arthur and I have been cooking some ideas that mainly pertain to you.
Well, let's cook, baby.
I know, we just gotta fucking do it.
Tell me what to do. I'm doing
our TikTok DMs. Oh, wouldn't it be funny if Jared does this? Wouldn't it be funny if Jared does this?
How would it do it? Shit,
fuck, we just gotta make the time.
There's nothing I won't not do.
But yeah, that I think we should go in that direction. Keep doing the skits. Obviously, the pod.
I love the skits, bro. Skits are cool.
Pod's always here.
Yeah.
But we get some
other shit. We branch out other things too.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Skits are cool. I love it. Skits are funny, bro.
Skits are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool.
But like, we should do some fuck around shit, like street interview type stuff too.
Yeah.
So. We have nothing.
Go to like Pat O'Brien's or
something. Oh,
interview some drunk people.
You can go to like on a Friday, like a pub run when people are all dressed up like shit. So that would get some like really like clickbait.
Just wild.
You just interview like it's like, I don't know. It's May the 4th, you know, yeah. And people dress up like Star Wars, clickbait. You interviewing perfect. Yoda. Yep. Like, the fuck?
That's why this fucking, their content's so good because it's a minute long, dude. It's not even like a big thing. Obviously, they got to edit it and shit, but like,
yeah.
It's not like a huge.
You just get the major clips and just
put
it. Even like a 5-minute thing would be like enough time.
We'll do it.
Like,
we'll do it. We speak into existence.
And go manifest it.
Manifest it.
All right, man. Y'all swampy?
I'm very
swampy as hell. Yeah, we can call it. Oh, I forgot a snack today. So sorry. That ass will return.
Yes.
Next week.
Snack that ass.
Next week on Snack That Ass. I have like hella snacks though. Oh, I was thinking we rebrand that shit. We restructure it.
Restructure?
All right, what do you think?
I think the snack should be a punishment.
Ooh.
And we do a little challenge. Maybe it's like trivia or something.
And we make sure it's
like we did.
And only one person has to do it.
Like we did during the draft.
Yes.
And I had to eat sardines.
Fuck. Yeah, something like that would be funny. Instead of us just trying shit.
When you had to do the hot sauce, that was fun. That was funny.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's like more exciting.
Yeah. And we just start picking just shitty snacks.
And then it's snack that ass still fits because like it's almost like a punishment. Like, yeah. Snacking that ass.
Your ass is getting snacked.
You're getting snacked.
You're about to snack that ass today. Let's go. It's been real.
Hold on.
Oh,
we
shit.
We gotta do our small shout out.
Baby. What are we shouting out?
Yeah, we talked about before the pod.
Cohen.
Cohen.
Cohen
and my niece Kaylee.
Fuck yeah, baby.
And Cohen's a new fan. And
who is Cohen?
He is my niece Kaylee's friend that just has now become a fan of us and from South Carolina. So we're all over the place, but it's good to know that where people are coming from.
We're branching out, baby.
I love me South Carolina.
Bro, you know what?
That was my first fake ID was from South Carolina.
Damn, what the fuck?
Maybe I gotta go.
Why not Oklahoma? Like, pick something close by.
Bro, I even bought a South Carolina baseball cap just so when I would go into the convenience store.
You know 1% of our listeners are still from fucking Germany? 1%.
Guten Tag. There's probably somebody out there.
That's our second place. It's obviously 99% United States.
Who's in the military who's over there.
1% Germany.
Well, they must have loved our little talk about Oppenheimer.
We always say we'll go to India. Period. And they'll just chase us, right?
We're on some billboards. I guess it's Germany.
Our Instagram's fire in India.
It's Germany instead, actually.
Dude, we should do you know Drake Bell changed his last, you know, from Drake and Josh?
Yeah.
He moved and is now a resident and a citizen in Mexico.
That's fire.
Dude, and he talked about this.
It, yeah.
But he's like full blown album. Like, I found his TikTok for some reason and I don't think he speaks English anymore.
By the way,
it's just straight.
That's a full rebrand on that guy.
Full rebrand.
He did a reset.
he doesn't speak English at
El
all. Yeah.
God, I hope he does the Drake and Josh song.
Like, speaking of Drake and Josh, fucking Josh Peck in Oppenheimer is like the most random shit I've ever seen. Even though he has like one word in the movie.
No way.
But he is the guy who presses the fucking detonate button.
Oh, fuck.
So that's still a big part.
Oh, yeah. Josh Peck. He probably got paid like $100,000.
He got a bag.
Say one thing and
he
press
the
button.
He has a podcast.
But deadass, he has like two scenes and one word.
I'm down. Sign me up.
That's all. That's the only type of acting I want
to
do.
It's just such a random role to see him in, though.
Yeah.
I was just watching Max Keeble the other day. You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
You ever watched that growing up on Disney Channel?
I wasn't on that show.
Oh, bro. It was a
good one. Disney Channel?
Disney Channel.
I thought
Max
it was
Keeble?
Was it?
No, for sure. I just
thought
it was,
it was a movie.
It was a movie. Yeah, it was a movie on Disney Channel.
Okay.
But it was like a Disney movie. Oh, bro. He was in that.
Josh Peck in
the robe.
There's a robe everywhere.
God, bro. That movie was so classy. I wanted to be.
Dude, that movie definitely. Like after that, I wanted to be in a food fight for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever been in one?
I have in middle school. I started it and I didn't get in trouble.
Bro, I really used to launch food at people in middle school.
Nothing would ever happen.
I never got caught.
You saw that? Hey, is that sixth grade picture I found of you yesterday?
Yeah.
Dude, that I found a picture I sent to you.
He sent me a picture of me in the yearbook. Sixth grade.
And it's funny because I found Nate too. I found everyone, bro. Like, just seen like old pictures of everyone. I think it's hilarious. Like, it's crazy.
It's weird because I look the same.
I haven't changed.
I barely changed. Looking basically the same. a little bit of facial hair. That's about
like, yeah. He still looked like the cool guy. You know, he's still a cool kid. Yeah, that Bieber hair, bro.
Yeah, I had the long hair.
Oh boy,
your long hair dog.
Yeah,
down to the eyebrows.
It was honestly, it was like right above my eyebrows.
Oh shit,
it was combing. It was combing.
It was combing for sure.
It was combing.
I was whipping that thing.
I know you had a skateboard, bro.
Yo, do y'all know who that Mexican OT is? He might be the best rapper from Texas.
Oh, wait. I did see the thing like he was talking to Andrew Schultz.
He was on the Flagrant Pod.
Yeah.
I heard him put out a song called Johnny Dang with Paul Wall like a few months ago. That's when I first heard him. But he's fucking hilarious on that podcast. And he's obviously a pretty good rapper. He like rolls his tongue in his verses and shit.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice. Wow.
What is his name again? You said who?
That Mexican OT.
That Mexican OT.
I think I've seen him.
That is a name.
He's kind of blowing up.
That's going to be a cool name when it shows him.
Where's he from?
He's from
the Valley?
The
Corpus?
Bay City? Where's that?
Is that?
Sounds cool.
Is that near Houston?
I feel like it's in Cali, you know?
No, Bay City, Texas.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's the nickname or that.
Is it Bay City?
Bay, like B-A-Y.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's north.
He's definitely like a country boy type Mexican dude.
Dude, that sounds like it's from Houston.
Bay City.
Bay City legend.
Man. Well, let's get I
low-key slid in his DMs like 3 months ago to get him on here.
What do you say?
But I think he's too big now.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even.
How many followers he got now?
Probably like 800K.
Bay City is south of
Houston.
Of Houston.
Yeah. But he's a funny-ass dude. And he's actually a pretty good rapper.
Almost near Port Lavaca in Victoria.
So stay tuned. We're going to get him on next week.
Yeah.
He's going to call in.
And then we'll get Tory Lanez on in 10 years.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Fuck it. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this
We'll talk about Tory
up.
Next week. Yo,
tune in next week.
It's been real.
And fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thought.
And players.
We out.
Peace.